We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Speaker of the House, Boehner, is digging in, saying that he's going to continue with the government shutdown and not compromise with Obama unless Obama comes to the negotiation table on Obamacare. So we say good job to Boehner. You can really rarely say that, but it's more like good job, American people, for getting folks to actually do the right thing in Congress. Because if we continue down this road, the country will go irrevocably bankrupt, which is exactly what the globalists want to do. And they're on record with Cloward and Piven and the plan to bankrupt the country and socialize it. But that's the headline up on DrudgeReport.com. Boehner digs in. And up on Infowars.com, Cruz says no debt ceiling increase without changes to Obamacare. So now they're double stalemating Obama. But Obama said just 2 days ago at a university on Friday, we read the quotes here on Friday, he said, look, if you don't go up on the debt increase, that will actually make Social Security go insolvent. So he's already preparing to hold Social Security hostage. Technically, he was Thursday at a university saying that. Friday, it came out in the news. Friday, he was at the Oval Office posing for 8 hours for a portrait of himself. I know that that's a pastime that presidents engage in. It's kind of a ritual back to the days of George Washington to pose for a presidential painting. But back then, there weren't photographs available. So you'd bring in the top painter before the invention of photography, and then they would really try to capture your likeness because that's all there would be for the history books. This grand falloon, this great distraction, this great excess during a crisis of sitting for 8 hours while you pose for a painting of yourself is the height of vanity, and it will all pass away along with all the other lacquered paintings that are hanging in the White House. Everything will pass away except for the human species. If we don't destroy ourselves under God's good graces, we may have a chance to actually survive and live on into the stars with our progeny. There's actually a globalist in the news today saying that we won't survive another 30 years if we don't pay carbon taxes. I'm going to be getting to that report, obviously. When we come back from break and really kick off the official transmission, we're going to get into the latest on the government shutdown and what that ties into. Also, we're going to look at the amnesty legislation and the new flood of illegals pouring into the country to get their welfare and then to be able to vote illegally on record with the driver's license they're being given in multiple states and then vote to, well, take my wealth, but not the ultra-rich. They're offshore and above the law. Now, the ultra-rich, Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of the bailout and others, they know exactly what they're doing. They've done it in countless other countries. They bring in third-world populations, ally with them, give them welfare, give them low-paying jobs, and then have those client groups vote to then destroy the ultra-elites, the inbred elites, the old money's historical enemy. That's new money, or people that aren't beholden to the billionaires and those that control trillions. Also, the only other person in media that I know of that was as freaked out as we were here at InfoWars by the execution of that poor woman in D.C., and then the media sycophantically calling the people that killed her heroes and talking about how scary it was and hyping it up like Godzilla had attacked Tokyo. I mean, it was like it was that horrible. Michael Savage came out and has a short little clip I'm going to play, where he lays it out better than I can in a whole hour in about 3 minutes. So we're going to play that coming up. By the way, no other big talk show hosts play other talk show host shows on their show. This isn't about competition with other talk show hosts. It's about saving the Republic. So when we hear Veritas, we rebroadcast it.
now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. And then back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Audie Murphy country. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be broadcasting here, as I just said, for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I want to thank all the listeners tuning in, all the AM and FM affiliates, all of our sponsors, as well as the great crew that comes in on Sundays to run the broadcast. And, of course, most importantly, my family and the good Lord above. Okay, where to start, ladies and gentlemen? Where to begin? There is a very important video clip from Friday's broadcast up on Infowars.com in the guest box area. It also got linked by DrudgeReport.com over the weekend and is going viral right now. And that is economist and multi-billion dollar fund manager Peter Schiff breaking down the fact that we are headed towards martial law and economic collapse if we don't turn things around, and that is actually the government's plan. And the reason that's so important is that you can just search the term Peter Schiff was right, or Peter Schiff was right part two, or Peter Schiff was right part three, and see how many times he's predicted things accurately going against the flow. A few months ago, he said there would not be a tapering of QE Unlimited with Federal Reserve currency printing and devaluation of the dollar. And they laughed at him across the political and financial spectrum. And, of course, he was proven right. Very important little 15-minute interview up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, it's so important. I've thought about re-airing it again today, but in the interest of time, I won't. It's just that is some very important information in detail, but also short and sweet up on Infowars.com right now. And, again, it's already rolled off the main page. But if you go to the bottom of the Today on the Alex Jones Show section, right at the top right-hand corner of Infowars.com, with the write-up of today's broadcast, there is a link right there. We are in worse shape economically than we were before the 2008 collapse. And then you can click through to that video. Peter Schiff warns of martial law. And the reason that's important is that they are maneuvering us into this position, and he agrees with that. And because the establishment is on record, the ultra-rich are exempt from the high taxes, exempt from the regulations. They even have UN diplomatic immunity in many cases. And they are the ones on record. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Bank of England, Bank of Germany, all of them private banks on record, consortium of the Federal Reserve, lobbying to raise middle-class taxes and poor people's taxes to pay the money to them in banker bailouts, which are not even really bailouts. They're direct taxes, just like Obamacare is on record a tax to foreign-owned insurance companies whose average stock prices doubled the last 3 years with the passage of Obamacare and were up between 1 and 7 points in value in the first week of Obamacare implementation. A 1% in 1 week is heavenly for a stock. 7%, as some of the top 10 got, is unprecedented because they wrote the bill. They get to control the quality of care now. They get to lower the quality of care now. They get to make 35 million people buy the overpriced health care. It is simply amazing that they could put something through this evil. So we're going to be breaking all of that down here today. We're also going to look at what Michael Savage called the day America died. And we posted a link up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com yesterday from his Friday show that syndicated all over the country, obviously, and now supplanting even the other number one and number two host on political talk radio. But the point is that Savage said that he was physically ill. And by the way, that's what I said Friday before him. I'm not saying he's copying me. Anybody who's not a complete idiot would be physically ill. Watching them hunt down and execute that woman. So we're going to be getting to that at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to explain why. People say, well, she was in a secure area. Well, she was trying to go away from the police. She obviously had a panic attack. She ran into a checkpoint during a military drill, we now know. The police were the ones crashing into barriers. She didn't have guns. She didn't shoot cops. Even if they did shoot her because she was driving erratically or whatever, they should have shot the tires out. But the bigger issue was the sycophantic way the media covered it. The sycophantic way that they were standing ovations in Congress and just the land of the free, home of the brave, with national news for 3 days, 24/7, hyperventilating over the terror of the woman in the car with the baby. I mean, you would have thought that Godzilla would have come up out of the Atlantic Ocean into Mordor on the Potomac, the district of criminals, the district of con artists, the district of fraud, the way they were just shaking in fear and sweating and crying and giving bated breath interviews like they were Audie Murphy on top of a tank destroyer in France fighting off 1,000 Germans or something. I mean, it is just the most ridiculous. See, I said I'd cover this at the bottom of the hour. I'm already covering it. Look, later in the hour, I'm going to get into it and play the Savage clip and break down why I'm so upset. And yes, you could say it's just another cherry on top of a country that's dying. I mean, this is hysterical, insane. We have all these videos, but we'll cue them up, where cops are driving like 80 miles an hour down straight roads and don't even brake and just run into concrete barriers. And then just blame the woman, and she's scared running from people. See, what's coming out now is they shot at her down the road. Then they said shots fired. She was running because they shot at her. They're trying to cover that up right now, but that's what the evidence points towards. So they're crashing into things, shooting at her because she pulled up at a checkpoint, drove away scared. They all chased her, started shooting at her. She ran. She's not about to stop while they're aiming guns at her. She had a panic attack, and they executed her. Turns out her sister's a retired New York detective and says that this was terrible that this happened. But really wild, folks, that the public was like, well, she's in a secure area, kill her. Yeah, if you're in North Korea, you go in a, quote, secure area. It's all this sycophantic secure area talk. We're going to be getting into that. And just the nanny state where you got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting or a deer jumping out in front of your car. Actually, you have a 3 times more serious chances of dying by honeybees than you do of a terrorist. I think it's 4 times with deer. We've done whole video reports on this showing the national statistics, and then those have been imitated and picked up by national news, which is our plan. Our plan is to be imitated. Our plan is to go out and go, oh, look, the new federal crime statistics over the last 20 years since 1992 show a 49% drop in overall crime using guns. Because of gun ownership going up, we did the numbers, and then suddenly you saw the LA Times, everybody else report on it. That's really Infowars.com's job. Our main job is to force the establishment media and force the dinosaur media and others to cover the real issues that they won't. And that's really our greatest victory. Our greatest success is that they just can't operate alone now and keep people in the dark about how the world really works. By the way, it's not our opinion that we know how the world works. The globalists all write white papers. The globalists all write books. They all go to Davos. They go to Bilderberg. They have CFR meetings. Most of it's on C-SPAN. And they talk about the private corporate world government they're creating, where they're above the law, where they get rid of the middle class, where they social engineer the population. We're seen as dumb animals that have got to be gotten rid of. And then they encourage the dumbing down to make that self-fulfilling prophecy come true so that they can control us. So they're actually creating what they blame us for. They're a bunch of eugenicist control freaks. We'll be right back with the government shutdown and Obamacare, the latest.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, over a week ago, top comedian Russell Brand was here in town. He's a listener of the show, had him on the broadcast before. I was able to meet him in person and do a video interview with him that I haven't aired yet. And so I'm just going to make the announcement right now that we will air 10 minutes of that interview in the last segment of the radio broadcast here today. So that is coming up. Russell Brand on the world and the global awakening he sees happening. Pretty powerful interview. We're going to air 10 minutes of it and then the rest of it tomorrow. Coming up in the last 10 minutes of the broadcast on this Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's get into the government shutdown. Again, President Obama, it turns out, on Friday, posed for many hours, in fact, for 2 days off and on, with a painter who was painting a painting of the president. So there you go. That's what he was doing. Was posing for a presidential narcissistic painting of the dear leader. Where is Charlie Chaplin? You need him for the great piece he did called The Dictator, where he's dreaming of world domination and bouncing the balloon of the earth around. Just simply words cannot describe it. Here's another one. Weekly Standard reports Iwo Jima Memorial closed. Barricades erected. That's right, and they're hiring extra police and auxiliary security guards to keep veterans out of the open-air parks, including parks like Mount Vernon and countless others like the World War II Memorial that are privately paid for and run and are on federal property. So they're spending more money, and they've had Park Service senior people go public and say, we've been ordered to make life miserable. We think it's disgusting. You know, they'll be fired or audited right away. Because, you know, it has come out. They do audit people, like the preacher at the prayer breakfast that slightly criticized Obama. He was ordered to be audited at that point. That came out last week. Total authoritarianism. But it's okay because it's trendy. You know, Obama's part black, so it's racist if you don't like having the government persecute people for their political speech. Kind of like Mike Judge told us on video. He said, I'm afraid to do stuff like King of the Hill now because I'll get audited. But then he said, I guess it's time, though, to do even more of that, more pro-Tea Party liberty stuff, because these tyrants are just going to continue to close the noose around our necks. And Mike Judge is absolutely right. Continuing here, priest threatened with arrest if they minister to military during shutdown. This has come out and been posted by the Archdiocese for Military Services, who published the memo threatening them not with getting in trouble if they still had prayer services on Sunday or minister to someone who has, say, a family member die when you call your priest up or your pastor up. That's what the military pays to have them there for. If they pray with you over the phone, you're going to be militarily court-martialed under orders of the government. This is a completely nasty, evil, wicked government. In fact, here's an article out of the Washington Post, of all places. Twitchy picked it up first. New York Times reporter, Obama admin most closed, controlled freak administration I've ever seen. Again, New York Times reporter, Obama admin is the most closed, control freak administration I've ever covered. And they go on to describe how reporters, who are this particular reporter, Leonard Downey, was the former executive editor of the Washington Post and works as a senior staff writer at the New York Times. And no one who works at the White House is even allowed to meet with them or talk with them or be friends with them. They're not even allowed to go have a beer. They're not allowed to talk by email. They're told in the White House, you will be fired even if you talk to other liberals who are really authoritarians. Remember what different White House communications directors have said? They don't allow even undersecretaries to talk to the media now. The media, because it might be taken out of context, they said, or Drudge might pick it up. Meaning the real media will take what they say one day and show them changing it another day, so they are in lockdown mode media-wise. Extremely authoritarian. And they're telling people, if you try to cross the memorial gates, or if you try to cross the security guards, anywhere in the country, we're going to arrest you. And we don't care if the parks are privately run and the hotels and restaurants are privately run at the Grand Canyon and Yosemite and Big Bend and everywhere else. You are not allowed in the park. We're blocking it. And if the state gets together, like Wisconsin, and says, these are boat ramps administered by the state. There's not even federal people there. We're removing the blockades. The feds are going and putting them back up where you can't use boat ramps on the Mississippi and other rivers that are federal property because the feds are claiming they own the right-of-way. Well, how about the feds lose the right-of-way then? How about that? They got plenty of energy and time. 81% of the federal government, some estimates are 83%, are open and running, unfortunately. The NSA spying on you. The FDA run by Monsanto is making sure that no states can label that there's a GMO in food. They're doing everything they can do to continue to screw everybody, just simply off the charts. But New York Times reporter, Obama administration, most closed, controlled freak administration I've ever covered. Remember when the media rushed to talk about transparency in Barack Obama's Hope and Change era? Well, Leonard Downey, who once worked as the executive editor of the Washington Post and wrote a novel about Washington corruption in the Iraq War, finds a bigger and non-fictional problem in the successor to George W. Bush. Downey gives the Post a preview of his report from the Committee to Protect Journalists, which outlines the Obama war on reporters and their sources. But that's okay, because you are racist if you don't want to have priests arrested who pray with people. I mean, this is like North Korea. But it's really happening. But Obama has now come out and said that maybe we should change the name of the Washington Redskins. Why? I mean, the natives called the white guys pale faces. It's just the name. It's an honor to the Native Americans that the symbol is, you know, the strong warrior redskin. But that now is supposedly racist because they make everything racist as a political tool of control to divide and conquer.
In an interview with the Associated Press, President Barack Obama says he would think about changing the name of the Washington Redskins if he were the owner of the team. The president said the American Indian community feels strongly that the name is degrading and that fans being attached to a mascot or team name should not override those, quote, real legitimate concerns. Redskins owner Daniel Snyder, however, has vowed to never change the name, despite mounting pressure.
Have you heard, folks? They're actually going to change the name to the Washington Tyrants. That's what he'd like it to be called, to the Washington Bolsheviks, the Washington Control Freaks, the Washington Traitors, the Washington Scam Artist, the Washington Pirates. That would be a good name. The Washington Freebooters, Cutthroats, the Washington Kleptocrats, the Washington Demons. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to open the phones up at the start of the next hour, so if folks would like to go ahead and call in and get lined up on the government shutdown, on the truth of Obamacare, now doubling premiums, all of it coming out as we told you. Do you feel betrayed? Are you a supporter? I gave the number out last week for Obama supporters on the Sunday show. None of you called in. Now, if you talk about a week ago, we opened the phones up on the weekday show and did get some people that were Obama supporters to call in, and they were just complete suckers. They really thought they were about to get something free. I'd like to hear from you on this subject, whether you agree with it or disagree. What's your take on the government shutdown? What is your take on the poor woman being executed in D.C. Last week, and so much more? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. We don't screen your calls as long as your phone audio is okay. 877-789-ALEX. That is my one directive to the crew, though. If the phone sounds bad, they can't come on air. You guys are so lenient. You do a great job. and our policy is get everybody on air. But these phones nowadays, I swear, are getting lower and lower quality. The landlines, the cell phones, it's just degrading to the point of pretty soon we'll only be able to communicate via text or something. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. Okay, just continuing here. I was thinking during the break about how I personally have gotten to the point of putting up with so much oppression and tyranny, and really how pathetic I am. I mean that. It hit me that I have become so accepting and so acclimated, so prepared for tyranny, that it's admitted now in Congress. The federal documents have been released to Congress after a year of demanding them. Well, 11% of the documents that they subpoenaed have been released to Congress, where gun groups, Christian groups, pro-life groups, Catholic groups, Protestant groups, veterans' rights organizations, anybody who is Americana, anybody who isn't a socialist, communist, atheist, open border, collectivist, basically deviant of some type, we're the bad guys. Because this is a revolution by globalists and by their minions, by their protected groups, in a political war against those of us that are the producers. We are their beast of burden. We are their slaves. We are their property in their eyes, and they're here to teach us that. I was thinking about how every day I see articles about 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 5-year-olds making the symbol of a gun with their fingers on the playground and being arrested or kicked out of school, or senior English class valedictorians being kicked out of school for writing about fighting zombies in a fiction novel. It's mind control. It's authoritarianism. And that's what Obama's doing when he says we should change the name of the Washington Redskins. So they can find some group of Native Americans, who I'm supportive of, by the way, on average. I think there are a lot of great folks, and they've been done wrong. Russell Means, rest in peace, frequent guest on the show. It was Native American systems that were a great influence on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's on record, but not taught in schools now. That's another big secret. It wasn't a secret just 50 years ago. It's a secret now because people are ignorant. But it should be an honor. Like when we say the Minnesota Vikings, it's like, you know, folks of Scandinavian or Norse descent, they're insulted by you. Or how about the Texans? Texans are insulted that a team is named after the tough Texans, or, oh my goodness, the Patriots. People are insulting the Patriots. It's honoring. In fact, I've seen schools around the country change their name from the Indians because the name Indian is offensive. I've seen news articles where beer having a name like Negro Modelo, which means just Negro means black in Spanish. That's racist. Of course it's not. Paul Watson's going to do an article tomorrow. This is not broke yet because he lives over in England. He sees this on television. It's a talking point, but not in print yet. He's a soccer fan, football fan over there is what they call it. They're talking about having the Olympics in Qatar, which has 120 degree summers. They're talking about having the summer Olympics there, but they've also in the future, but they're talking about having the World Cup there soon. And people are saying everybody's going to collapse and die in 120 degree heat. And guess what? The government is saying it's racist against Arabs if you say it's too hot. Well, then, you know what? I agree. I'm politically correct. I think we should have the Winter Olympics there next August in the desert. Or if the Saudi Arabian Peninsula isn't hot enough, let's move it to the Sahara in Northern Africa. How about 130? And you're racist if you don't want snow skiing down the hills, down the sand hills. And so you think I'm joking, folks. I'm not joking. Saying someone's a racist is a tool to change the subject away from all the things you're doing. Or if you don't do what the system says, you're against Obamacare. You don't want to turn your guns in. You're a racist. Michael Moore said, the Second Amendment is for racist white people. That's a quote. I played the clip. You can look it up. They've had multiple Fox Sports hosts come out and say the NRA is really a Ku Klux Klan organization. The NRA was founded by white Christians during the Civil War, predominantly to arm free slaves. That's on record, by the way, in the history books. Then became a northern group for shooting training and then became nationwide the last 100 years. The point is, these are facts that are stubborn things, and they're just injecting all this so we all fight with each other. The real discrimination is $47 trillion the last 6 years to foreign banks and banker bailouts that Congress can't even find out where the money went. $47 trillion, Bloomberg reports. That's how big it is. The discrimination is Google and Microsoft and Facebook and General Electric paying between 3 and 0% taxes and the government letting them do that because they wrote the loopholes. That's discrimination. Discrimination is raising the payroll tax on poor people. Even if you go out and get insurance, you pay a higher payroll tax to the tune of thousands of dollars. That's on average $2,000 a year on top of the Obamacare when Obama swore he wouldn't do that. But it was always in the bill. But see, oh, instead of going, hey, you're arresting reporters for no reason. Hey, you're setting up the NSA spying bigger than Bush was. Hey, you're launching all these wars funding Al-Qaeda. Hey, you're robbing us with no-bid contracts. Shut up, racist. It's a way to change the subject. You see, instead of being Americans and not being hyphenated, not being black, not being white, not being Hispanic, not being Asian, instead of being in a gang of liberty, because we all are going to be in a gang. Humans are tribal. How about being in a gang of liberty and freedom and due process and family and supporting each other and supporting local businesses and supporting independent press and supporting quality and voting with our dollars and free market? Because I don't care whether you're black or whether you're Hispanic or whether you're white or whether you're a Japanese Americans that fought bravely in the European theater in World War II, you're not allowed to go to more than 50 World War II memorials nationwide, including 9 of them that are privately owned and administered. The feds are claiming jurisdiction because they've given it an official designation. In some cases, they don't even own the land that's privately administered. They're at Mount Vernon, privately administered, paid for, blocking tourists from going to the gift shop. They're telling Catholic priest and Protestant priest, it's only the Catholics that are complaining right now that we see in the news. The other, I guess, are all clergy response teams, government payroll. You'll be arrested if you pray with somebody during the government shutdown. This is outrageous tyranny, and we're already in tyranny. We'll be right back with the woman executed in D.C. and what really happened. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Sunday edition. And if you just joined us for the first time, my friends, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the fundamentals that made this country great, that are under attack at every level by corporate and governmental special interests that are threatened by due process, threatened by competition, threatened by individualism, threatened by freedom. They want big, centralized, organized systems of total control. And I'm simply here trying to get people informed to get back to basic common sense, common law, developed over thousands of years that produces very successful societies. It is the opposite of Americana to have a government shutdown and tell Catholic priest and all of the preachers for that matter, if you give any sermons or any speeches or pray for anybody or meet with anyone who's having a problem as a Army chaplain, you will be arrested. That shows the authoritarianism. Obama has arrested more reporters for, quote, reporting on leaks that are really government corruption that are protected than all presidents back to George Washington. That's on record. And again, I know I just talked about that in the last segment. We're dealing with massive, 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 massive authoritarianism here. And I think people need to get that through their head. Because if Obama gets away with the things he's done in 8 years, he's been in 6 years, almost six. If Obama gets away with all of that, and the next puppet comes in, and the precedent set that the presidency is basically imperial, Katie, bar the door. And that's what the special interests want. That's why the mainstream media, the dying media, defends everything he does, so that they can just acclimate everyone to accepting this. Now, shifting gears. The poor woman who ran into military checkpoints, this is in the news, by the way, we broke it. They were having Army and Marine Corps martial law drills, basically, in D.C. She ran into it, might have bumped into a barrier, ran away. Some witnesses are saying it looks like they thought shots were being fired before they killed her because they were probably shooting at her as she sped away. They lied and said that she was shooting at them out the window, shot two cops. That wasn't true. They said that this poor dental hygienist with her baby in the car, a three-year-old in the car, then rammed into barriers. We have video of the police ramming into barriers. And by the way, like robots just driving straight down the road into barriers like they were kamikazes. Well, now the former NYPD sergeant questions sister's killing by police in Washington. Police in Washington could have avoided shooting dead, the press is reporting, a woman pursued by officers in a car chase that led to the lockdown of the Capitol this week. The driver's sister, former New York police sergeant Valerie Carey, said late on Friday. The family of Miriam Carey, whose year-old daughter, I thought she was three, they first reported, was in the car with her during the encounter with police Thursday, said she suffered from postpartum depression. Yeah, and reportedly have been put on medications for that that say it can make you have panic attacks. So she freaked out. She ran away. They didn't shoot her tires out. They killed her. And I will say the cops, when she's trying to back out and get away from them in the roundabout in front of the Capitol, they did show proper restraint. I would have just shot her tires out. And I'm not even trained. I just know that's the standard procedure. But somebody was trigger happy and they killed her. And with all the adrenaline going on, I can understand how that happened. And I'm not saying the officers should get charged. I'm not saying they should even lose their job. Because you got a car out of control, driving around in circles, running into things. I understand that people under the adrenaline and the stress shot her 12 times. I think that's very excessive. Should have shot her tires out, but I'm not judging you in the heat of the moment. The issue was the standing ovation, everyone running 30 minutes after it happened, the sergeant at arms being commended, the police being called heroes by the police chief of D.C. All of this did not look like land of the free, home of the brave to me. And then all of the people on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the minority, but still a large portion of people saying, I'm wrong, the woman deserved to die because she was in a secure area and didn't follow orders. This is what this martial law light is, where more and more they have Army and Marines on the streets and checkpoints and barricades and like a third world nation, and the government's so trigger happy that I see cases every week where cops, I'll pull somebody over, the person gets out of the car, and then the cops just shoot them or shoot at them, and no weapon is even found. And the police are not even corrupt. They're not even lying or planting a gun like they do in the old days. They just say, I thought he had a gun. I thought his wallet was a gun. I shot him. And they go, well, justifiable shooting. You're better than the citizen. And my only issue is this. Why did you sign up into a macho profession of being a cop if you then are so obsessed with protecting your own life, you're trigger happy, shooting everybody, when statistically it's the car accidents that are killing you? When statistically It is the officer training events in many states kill more cops than actual shooters. But there's just this perception. It's kind of like great white sharks on average kill 5 people a year worldwide. You've got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in a year, according to the World Almanac, than being eaten by a great white shark, even attacked by one. But most people will not go in above their knees because they're afraid of sharks. And it's the same thing. The cops are so afraid of being shot, so afraid of being killed, so afraid that they are shooting the citizens on a routine basis. Police shootings of citizens are up statistically because they are in such abject fear of the public, and they're hiring a bunch of social workers now to become cops that are absolutely scared. Now, here's what Michael Savage had to say about it on Friday.
It is the Savage Nation. I myself, I'm in a tailspin because you can't even find the proper perspective on the execution of that black lady in Washington yesterday, except on one website, my website, and then prisonplanet.com. And that's why I have no faith anymore in Breitbart's website. It was good when Andrew was alive. It's been taken over by a bunch of greedy hacks who continue to express the Republican Party line, promote themselves and their friends, and never, ever take a risk in any direction. Where do you find the story about the D.C. cops executing an unarmed black woman other than on Prison Planet, MichaelSavage.com? I don't see it anywhere. It's a big story because it's not being covered. Do you remember what the media said? Oh, shots were fired. The first reportage by these idiots was about shots being fired. She wasn't shooting. And the cowards in the government went hiding under their closets. We're a nation of cowards and mental cases. Tony on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I have to disagree with you on this 100%. She did something that was illegal in a secure, sensitive area. She fled from the cops, and they...
So she deserved to be killed. You're right. That's how it's done in a fascist state. If you don't follow orders exactly, you deserve to get killed. That's very. So you must be an honest to God conservative, huh? A real card carrying Reaganite.
No, I'm pretty much an independent, but I also
An independent fascist. I see. Is that a new division of the Liberal Party?
When the police tell you to stop, you stop.
Well, that's right, because they're God Almighty, and if you don't stop, you get executed, even if you're not armed. Is that the law of the land? Is that what you want to live? Is that the country you want to live in?
Have you ever carried a gun in the line of duty, Michael?
I don't care whether you carried a gun in the line of duty. If you kill an unarmed woman, you're a killer. Did she threaten anyone with a gun? No, Tony. No, she did not, Tony. Did she lift up a fake gun? No, Tony. She did not, Tony.
Well, if you are
alleging to be a former policeman, isn't it true that after someone uses a gun in the line of duty, they're called off duty until there is an investigation, Tony?
I did not allege to be a former policeman. I'm a former Marine, and no.
All right. Well, thanks. Another Marine, another hero. They're all heroes. Whenever they disagree with me, they're Marines.
All right, folks. We're going to come back with the second hour, your phone call, and a lot more. I just thought I'd air that because he put it so simply and succinctly. It's a tragedy she got killed. Even if she got killed, why make it into some big heroic thing like your Audie Murphy fighting 1,000 Nazis or something? I mean, it's just insane. It's a domestic military.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are at a historic crossroads. I say that every day because it's true. And there is a big awakening happening, but the question is it enough? You know, on Friday, we had Mark Dyson, the media analyst who goes out in Los Angeles and talks to people. And 9 out of 10 Democrats he talks to, if you say for Obama, let's kill all the children for Obama. Let's have fetuses in the Pepsi for Obama. Let's put all the gun owners in concentration camps for Obama. Let's roast Jews on the beach for Obama. These are all real quotes. Let's arrest everyone with gold for Obama. Let's make Obama a dictator for Obama. What party is Obama in? They don't know. and they laugh at you, and they're proud of the fact they don't know. I wonder how you can be so ignorant. I wonder how you can be so unconscious. I wonder how you can be so stupid. And whereas I'm freaked out by people that are that stupid and that uninformed and who don't want to know and who are willfully ignorant, because I guarantee you that they know all the sports scores. They know how to act cool and how to act elitist. I'm freaked out by it. The establishment absolutely loves it. We're going to come back, go to your phone calls, get into a bunch of other police state and geopolitical news I haven't covered yet, and then the exclusive premiere of a large segment of the Russell Brand interview in the last segment coming up today. But first, I want to tell you about the October issue of InfoWars magazine. It's a special issue on the front and back. It's a skull that says Obamacare, high-quality, thick paper, so it makes a great mask. You just put the rubber band, cut the rubber band and put it in there. And then you've got the back that's Prozac, the killer clown. We put 130,000 of these magazines out for subscribers and folks that buy them in bulk at cost. If you buy them, if you get them, and if you, even if you don't celebrate the satanic holiday of Halloween, I don't either, you go out and inform the zombies about Prozac and almost all the killers being on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or how Obamacare is really death panels. This is a great way to wake people up. It's 68 pages full of posters and articles and cartoons, you name it. And here's a little piece we put together here in the office with Leanne McAdoo and John Bound. This little piece was directed by yours truly. Here it is.
We take this business of waking people up very seriously here at InfoWars. That's why we have such a huge outreach operation. And it wouldn't be possible without the InfoWars magazine. And we have a very special October edition for you. We're going to make it super easy for you to get interactive with your friends and family by giving you these lovely cutout masks. Not one, but two very scary educational tools for you to hit the street.
Join with the collective. Just go to sleep and when you awaken, there'll be no more free will. And whatever you do, don't get a copy of October's special InfoWars.com magazine. Whatever you do, don't resist. Give in.
260,000 of you could be out there as Obamacare. Or Prozac, the killer clown.
Hi, kids! It's me, your favorite selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor!
Just cut along the dotted lines, cut some holes for the eyes, and attach a few rubber bands, and you are ready to wake up America this Halloween.
Remember, kids, Obamacare is for you and your family, and so is Prozac and Ritalin. So whatever you do, don't secure your copy of InfoWars magazine and resist, because death is good for you.
Oh, it's an Obama supporter. A Zombo.
Ah. We love you. We're liberal.
You can pick up your copy today at the InfoWars store. You can always buy these in bulk at cost. And for a limited time, the annual subscription is just $39.95. Call now because operators are standing by.
Obama, we love you.
Because people need to know that Obamacare is bone-chillingly frightening.
There you go, folks. So get the magazine. Wake up some people out there. Tell them what Obamacare and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors really are. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a ton of news. On the other side, we're live. It's the sixth day of October 2013.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would have agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, we are now into the second hour, and I intend to go directly to your phone calls. And then we'll get into the London Telegraph headline, Alien DNA Could Be Recreated on Earth. And now, right out of Michael Crichton's book written 20-something years ago, they are now digging up the bones of dinosaurs and believing they can re-engineer just from the evidence of their DNA, the actual DNA, and recreate them with mastodons and woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers. They have the actual DNA. Pretty amazing. We're going to be discussing that. Also, a globalist has come out and said that the population will be totally extinct by 2030. If the globalists have their way. Also, Jerry Brown says illegal immigrant driver's licenses, only the first step. We're going to be going over that as well. U.S. raids in Libya and Somalia strike terror targets. Now MasterCard wants your fingerprints to buy and sell, just like the new iPhone 5. All that and more coming up in this second hour. And then the last segment, we're going to premiere a video sit-down interview I did with Russell Brand, the movie star, TV star, very popular comic, who's been decrying the mainstream corporate narcissistic media. We've interviewed him on the radio before. He is a listener. We had a chance to actually get with him in person to do an interview. That's coming up, a large segment of it. We'll hear more of it later in the week. Coming up in the last segment today, so you'll be able to see that if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer or watching on the free streams at Infowars.com/show, where you can also find the free podcast, free iPhone, free Droid apps, and the free newsletter link and more at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.com in the listen page. You can also follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We have links to our different Facebooks and others. More than 1 million followers on Facebook now. If you combine our five Facebooks together, our big one has 505,000 followers. And that's good because I didn't use Facebook the first few years. I didn't use Twitter. Listeners set these up, made them big, and then gave them to us. I used to have a small-minded view of Twitter and Facebook. Oh, that's establishment. Oh, they're going to censor that. I'm not going to use that. I wish I would have up front. That's how you get them really big. Now it's oversaturated, but still they're powerful tools in waking people up. So you can follow us via Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Diane in Texas. You're on the air concerning rape care or fraud care or scam care. What is the proper name for Obamacare?
The bend over and get screwed care.
Oh, now, wait a minute. If you criticize the government, that's racist.
Well, I don't like his White House, so how about that?
Well, the White House, that's racist against white people. I want the name of it changed. Redskins racist. That's an idea. A petition to change the name of the White House. White is racist. Just like now that you mention it, actually in Seattle, they banned the name Brown Bag. They claim that's racist. I want the White House change the name right now to the Rainbow House. He'll actually probably do that, but go ahead.
I was on a conference call with my... I'm self-employed, and I private pay my insurance. It's catastrophic only, and I buy it through Costco. And a few months ago, they had a conference call, and they let us all know that it would either double or triple in the next year. They don't know how much it's going to go up, but it will either double or triple. So... what I can't add more hours to the day so that I can work to pay for that. I can only not spend money in one place so that I can pay for other people to get free insurance.
Well, they're already devaluing the dollar to give $47 trillion to foreign banks, and Congress can't be told who's getting the money specifically. There hadn't been a coup d'etat by foreign banks or anything. They're just openly teaching the U.S. Army that George Washington is a bad guy. I can't believe, I feel like a liar when I say that. Even though it's in the new Army official manual that every cadet gets. In fact, we wrote about it.
Alex,
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I have another question for you. I mean, that's how I feel about the insurance. It's crap. But
well, that's because you're a racist.
Right. Well, this poor woman who was executed, where are the Rainbow Coalition people? Jesse Jackson.
Well, you're against a black lady being executed? You're racist.
I'm totally against any innocent until proven guilty American being executed.
Sounds racist to me.
And I'm just wondering, where are these people? Why aren't they speaking out?
Well, because they're there as professional race baiters to create divide and conquer. The last thing they want us to do, I didn't think, what color is this woman when I heard a woman been gunned down in front of a baby? I thought, oh, this is a tragedy. And even if they had to kill her, she was driving erratically and it was a danger. They should have shot her tires out. But still, I'm not even saying go after the cops that shot her. I'm saying don't call them heroes. Don't have celebrations. Don't hand out medals. I mean, no culture honors killing an unarmed woman. I mean, it's just the bottom of the barrel. Instead, standing ovations, they're heroes, give them medals. I mean, it's disgusting. But getting back to Obamacare, getting back to that. Look, the issue here is it was written by the worst of the worst, big insurance companies, to shut down smaller HMOs and insurance companies, and to make everybody vertically integrate and pay. And now people are finding out. What do you think is going to happen with Obamacare now that the folks are finding out what a gang rape it is?
I think it's going to continue. I don't think they're going to be able to get rid of it. I think we're stuck with it. And people are going to find out when it's too late, when their children are being denied life-saving procedures, or their elderly are being euthanized in nursing homes.
But that's okay. If you're a graduate student and part of the intelligentsia, you get a discount. Or if you're an illegal alien, you get preferential. See, it's all about social engineering, too. I mean, if they'll use the IRS to persecute tea parties and Christians, of course they're going to use Obamacare to selectively give care. I mean, this is what it's all about in a gang, collectivist, mafia system. Now other people run your life. It's social engineering. Let's talk to Scott in Indiana. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Louis 14th. I want to tell you a man named Bob in this theory. He was on the Hagman report.
Sir, your phone's breaking up. You're a racist. I appreciate your call. We can't have racists. Goodbye, racist. MJ in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead, racist.
Hello, Alex. You know, with the hijack care that went on and the murder of our fellow citizen, I don't know how much more it's going to take for people to wake up.
Well, I just can't believe they're talking about giving the cops medals that shot this woman. I wouldn't want my name released if I'd shot this unarmed woman.
I can't believe it either. But one other thing, you know, since a lot of people are so interested in TV, I don't know if you've seen that latest commercial by Sears with the squirrels and they started rebelling.
Yes, yes, the squirrels are in there. They've got them building something, right?
Right, cutting coupons.
Cutting coupons so they rebel, yeah.
And, you know, that's what we need to start doing in a nonviolent way. But you got the squirrels taking back their freedom, even though I know it's just a commercial, it's just a message.
Well, you know why they do that? Actually, the country is on the edge of rebellion. And that's why you see so many themes of rebellion in TV and stuff, because people are angry. And I'm angry. I'm angry. Anything else you'd like to add there?
No, sir. You're going to give somebody else a chance to talk.
Hey, MJ, thank you so much. Ken, Chris, George, Chris, Shauna, Fred, DJ, we're going to all of you straight ahead. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. We're going to go right to your calls when we come back, and then a ton of news, and then Russell Brand. Be sure and visit the racist website, InfoWars.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Remember, Obama will leave office, but the office of the presidency is being turned into a dictatorial position of the special interests that have been moving this country into an authoritarian system so they can suck it dry. It's not about producing. It's not about being competitive. It's about being in control. It's about running the show. That's why Obama doesn't care that his approval rating is plunging. He doesn't care if his followers have found out he's lying to them now. It was his job to come in and lead people on and betray them. Speaking of Obama supporters, Shauna in Kentucky says she was a former Obama supporter, but now isn't. Shauna, and then we'll go to Ken and others. Shauna, tell us your take on what's happening.
Well, I appreciate you just mentioning that I was an Obama supporter. I'm not proud of that. I regret it. I helped him get elected. I was a fall fellow. Anyways, and I did do it for the Obamacare because of our family member. So I'm glad that that I found you, Alex. I really am. And one of the reasons I wanted to call in was because I had a dream that it deals with our nation. I wanted to know if I could tell you really quick.
Sure. Dreams are always important.
Okay, so really quick, I had this dream that I was looking down over a balcony and someone that I knew began to fall over it. And as she fell over it, I looked in her face and her face was just helpless. She needed help. I couldn't get to her. And I just began, it was just the spirit, when I was dreaming, I just said, get away from her. Leave her alone. And I was like, God help her. Oh, God help her. And as I began to do that, in my dream, she began to elevate back over the rail and come back to where the ground level was, and somebody we knew was near her. I said, grab her. That person grabbed her. Then I ran over that and grabbed her, and we were just praying, and we were just holding
that
her.
That sounds like an archetypal dream of the fact that you couldn't save her, but if you call on God, then God will give you the power through God to save people. That is a beautiful dream. So how did the dream end?
Well, I woke up and I told someone, I said, maybe you should call this person. I said, no, I don't know. And then a few days later, she called us and she said, you guys won't believe what happened to me. And I said, oh, let me tell you this dream. It will be confirmation. She said, no, if you don't let me tell you now, I won't be able to tell you. And she said, all of a sudden, she just began to spiral down and she began to plan a way to kill herself. And then God brought her to a point where he calmed her down. And I'm saying this because I believe that there's a demonic, but I believe there's technology that's being used against the United States citizens. And
yes, ma'am. We're in a very, listen, we're a country that's killed 54 million babies and said they're not humans. We're a country that it uses more illegal and legal drugs and alcohol than any other country. We are a country with a larger prison population, not just per capita, period. We have become a cursed nation. We're still a blessed nation. America has been exceptional. Our destiny is tied to world destiny. We're a very special country, undoubtedly. But the battle's being fought here. And yes, I've never really talked about this on air, but one reason I know there is a God, there is a spiritual realm, science has proven it as well, there's other dimensions, you name it, is I've had many dreams. When I was a child, I didn't recognize them. I knew they were upsetting dreams. They were usually bad things that were going to happen, and then a year later it would happen exactly as I dreamed. As I've got older, I have less of those dreams, but I've had many dreams that 100%, like, I walk around a corner and a guy in a green and pink shirt tries to mug me. And then a year later, I'll walk around a corner and there's the guy and he tries to mug me. But I was ready because of it, ended up kicking his butt. But I mean, there's definitely stuff going on here. And the establishment does not want us to even think about that or even be aware of that. And yes, I've had many experiences and people that aren't even Christian from every culture. There's been books written about this, university studies. Colonel Craig Roberts, good friend of mine, he died for 10 minutes. They couldn't resuscitate him. Had the angel there, went through the portal, was at the Golden Gates, whole nine yards. Every culture, when people die, that's what they see. Even atheists see that. So many atheists become Christians because they see it. We're on a planet in space. I mean, of course there's a bunch of stuff going on we don't know about. Of course, there's a lot going on is the bottom line. And that's, it feels like you've been touched by God, you've been touched by the spiritual, and now you see through Obama, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I Alex, I really believe God had me there for a reason, and I think that's so that I could see and that I could help expose it, because that's what I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing now. I'm exposing it as much as I can.
Well, look, the moment you ask God for discernment, the moment you try to seek the truth, it will be open. I'm sure you've heard the old Zen saying, not to mix metaphors here, but the teacher will appear when the student is ready. And the moment you realize there's a bigger universe around you and that these politicians and these TV people and Alex Jones, I mean, it doesn't matter. Question everything. The minute you start doing that, you're on a road to liberty, a road to enlightenment. The road to enslavement is narrow. And the system tells you don't question. You're called a conspiracy theorist if you question. Because they're scared of you questioning. They're scared of you seeking. And seeking is the beginning of enlightenment. Let's go to another call. Ken in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was hoping to get a little video clip of an interview with a priest for a chapel on one of the bases. And I'll leave it at that because he...
Well, sir, it's racist for a priest to pray with someone who's sick or lost a loved one. And they've said they will arrest anyone that prays with a priest or pastor during the shutdown. Now, I think that's reasonable in America, that even if there's a shutdown and the priest isn't being paid, that they would go pray with someone. I think that that's racist. I agree with Obama. They should be arrested. Why don't you?
Well, apparently they should.
I think they should. And if you don't agree, you're racist. So let's just say arrest anyone praying. That sounds like freedom to me, doesn't it, you?
Absolutely. But he decided to go ahead and decline on it, so we just had a regular conversation, because he was just completely wigged out because he wasn't sure if, I'd post it, to something like YouTube.
Well, sir, you need to do what the government says. It's totally reasonable to have the IRS arresting Tea Party people and pro-lifers for no reason, and it's very reasonable to threaten pastors or priests with arrest if they pray during the shutdown with members of the flock that need consoling. So if a priest goes and helps some veteran who's having PTSD, or if they go and do a funeral for a veteran that's died, that is bad. They should be arrested, and I agree. Right. I am a liberal. I am not racist. So you're talking to this priest who's not going to follow orders, and you said you might talk about it, and he got scared of arrest? Well, he should be. He doesn't live in a free country. He should be, and you should be arrested, too.
Well, he held the service off base, but
That sounds like a secret, some type of secret religious thing, like they did in Russia. How dare him? I think the KGB, Homeland Security, should go arrest that priest right now. It's not funny, sir. Get rid of that racist right now. Listen. You do what the government says. You turn your kids over, like MSNBC says. You turn your guns in, and you pay all your money, like France, 100% to the socialists who are tax exempt. Listen, I'm reading mainstream Catholic news websites, Daily Caller, Drudge Report, you name it, are all reporting you will be arrested if you pray in the military. I say that's good. That's freedom. Arrest everyone. Obama, we love you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the premiere of the Russell Brand interview coming up in the next segment. Then I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Lord willing. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're not just getting the best products at the lowest prices. You're also supporting hardcore libertarian ideas of freedom and funding an unapologetic, almost goblin-like creature when it comes to fighting tyranny. Yours truly, Alex Jones, and our whole news division, the films, the news websites, the documentaries, the magazine, all of it. And we have the new October issue with Obamacare Halloween mask on the cover you can cut out and use, exposing Obamacare and so much more. InfoWars magazine available in bulk, or get a gift subscription to give to friends and family at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This documentary is so powerful. I wish I would have made it. Take Back Your Power, investigating the smart grid, the medical studies, what it's doing to plants and animals, insects, humans, you name it. A very, very powerful. Our corporations paving a perilous path directly to your homes with the smart meters. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Take back your power. And we're now coming out with InfoWars.com, highest quality, high def dash cams that are on your dash or that are rear view mirrors camouflaged to videotape wildlife, wrecks, road rage drivers, out of control police. These are basically hidden cameras in your car. The lowest price, $99.95, InfoWarsStore.com. The leading competitor has us for $130. And your purchase supports the broadcast, so InfoWarsStore.com. And when you're at InfoWarsStore.com, it also comes with an memory chip and everything. What is that, 8 gig? Just thrown in. I mean, no one can top this. Infowarsstore.com. Yeah, it's gratis, thrown in. Infowarsstore.com. And finally, InfowarsLife.com. Links into InfowarsStore.com. The first of many products developed by Dr. Group and others. The best nascent iodine. Double the strength. Double the strength, ladies and gentlemen. Half the cost. All I can say is look at me if you're watching on TV. What it's doing for me health-wise. Nothing in my research and experiences like nascent iodine. We have the best. InfowarsLife.com. Available right now. In glycerin, non-alcohol base, at InfowarsLife.com. I just got some more in. It had sold out. So InfowarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget, $5.95 a month for 11 memberships. So you can share them with friends and family at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and so much more. We're not like NPR that's taxpayer-funded. We're funded by viewers and listeners like you. So thank you so much. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates as well and spread the word about the broadcast. We call this mid-air refueling when we fund ourselves with great products we use. We're capitalist. We're free market. We love America, the real America, not the socialist America, and we don't apologize for it. Okay, let's now shift gears quickly to George, Bill, Chris, Fred, DJ, and Chris. I got to go quick because we got the Russell Brand interview coming up. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It seems like the angels are looking over your shoulder. I called you about 3 years ago, and I told you that I had a message from the man upstairs for you, and I had needed confirmation before I would pass it on to you, and I gave you the story that I was in the library to get the confirmation. I just was there, and I said, turn around and pick this book. And I picked the book up, and it was called Tyrants Destroyed and Other Stories by Vladimir Nabokov. And you said, that sounds like a good book. I should read that. And the confirmation wasn't just the name of the title. I was supposed to open the book, and when I opened the book, one of the chapters had my last name, the same last name as Michelle Bachmann, the representative. That was the confirmation. And that was to show that you had reached a point in your listenership that the critical mass had been reached, that they don't have a chance. Yes, they'll be fighting, but they don't have a chance. And that you were a little bit depressed back then because you thought you were just flailing around and you hadn't reached that point. Now you know that's true. Now the two other points I want to make. I live in Stamford, Connecticut, the city where that poor woman was killed. And the day before that, I was in the city of Fairfield, Connecticut, where a man who I could give, but I don't know if it's important. He was a former Remington arms chemist. He had rocket fuel, 200 rifles, explosive materials in his garage. But the police, when they found this out accidentally, because he was acting strange, and they wanted to investigate, they found this out. They treated him like a human being and just brought him to one of the psychiatric departments and took care of him. They didn't shoot him. They didn't kill him. They didn't do anything like that. Now, 20 minutes down the road, we have the woman from Stamford. I was driving. I drove past this when it was happening because my friend lives right down the street from this incident. The next day, I'm driving up Washington Boulevard, this boulevard in Stamford, and I'm driving past the woman's residence, which I didn't know at that point. All I see is like 12 of these vans with their electronics on the top from the TV stations. What the heck's going on here? And I said, oh, it's the woman from the whatever.
Oh, yeah, they admitted in the Associated Press they raided her house and the local Current paper to try to find anti-government material to demonize the Liberty Movement. No guns, no weapons, no nothing. She probably didn't even have postpartum. From what we heard, she got scared at a checkpoint and ran. They shot at her. And then once they did that, they had to prove she was wrong, so they killed her down the road. Of course she ran. I'd run too. But listen, I got to go to the callers. What's your bottom line?
The bottom line, I'm just showing you, the angels are looking over your shoulder. Here I am, just an ordinary citizen.
Brother, you don't have to tell me angels are looking over my shoulder. I appreciate your call. I wouldn't be alive if they weren't looking over my shoulder. I mean, I've seen some stuff. My life's been crazy, brother. I know. That's why I'm not afraid to die. Believe me, I know. But God bless you. And it's kind of a theme of angels today. We don't usually get into stuff like this on air, but everybody's really getting tuned up right now because the world's on the edge of World War III, folks. I hope we can turn it around. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm calling to disagree with what was being said this past week, and that was that by a guest of yours, and that was that we're it was kind of fatalistic to say that we're going to have to go through some pain that Peter Schiff has been saying. Of course, he's very correct in his predictions, but to say that we are going to have to go through some pain is rather authoritarian, and Iceland is a shining example of how we don't need to go through.
No, we shouldn't go through the globalist pain of austerity by taxpayers paying for foreign bankers. But there will be pain for all these people that have been brought up to not know how to provide for themselves.
Certainly, and we can gain more time to become more involved and improve our health if we...
Well, listen, I agree with Ron Paul. We're not going to get off all this welfare overnight. It's going to take a generation. I mean, we're in deep trouble, but I don't think we're going to just cut it all off in one day.
It's the odious debt that they're telling us that we must pay, and Iceland disavowed.
That's right. The debt is about 10 times what private debt is. You're absolutely right. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Fred in Virginia. Fred, you're on the air.
I just want to tell you, yesterday, my friend Chris and I went into the belly of the beast and walked right up to the Lincoln Memorial and began protesting.
How dare you cross the barriers like others? That's racist. If you don't do what Obama says, it's racist.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because if you were to go to Stephen King's, he's a congressman in Iowa, if you go to his Twitter account, at about 5:40 Eastern time, he uploaded a picture of people in the monument. My friend and I left at about 5:30, 5:20.
Yeah, no, people are crossing the barriers everywhere, and they should.
So I sent you guys a video. Hopefully you guys will put it up somewhere. We'd like to think that we help motivate people to cross the barrier. And
well, I mean, if a free society can't cross the barrier at the World War II Memorial or wherever, and they're putting extra guards to block you from it, it just shows how disconnected they are. Obama says arrest priests or pastors that pray with members of the military during the shutdown. I mean, it's just, why do we follow all these illegal orders? It's time to start saying no. The Russell Brand video interview. Audio interviews coming up after this break. Stay with us. Gotta love Cochise. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. And here's our Russell Brand interview live in Austin, Texas. What is the essence of your development, or when we talked a few weeks ago, your awakening? Is it accelerating? Because I see an awakening across the board of humanity, period.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting time. I think that people are interested once more in formulating a different society. I think people are kind of bored of being exploited. They're bored with a cultural narrative that supports elitism and exploits the people.
What do you think of the whole Obama phenomenon? Because a lot of people thought he would actually change things, but instead it seems like he's accelerated all the very same stuff. Whereas, not that George Bush was a good guy, it's just that Obama has been more effective at actually getting the establishment agenda through.
I suppose where our beliefs intersect, Alex, is that I think of contemporary bipartisan politics as a meaningless spectacle designed to distract you from where power truthfully dwells. So for me, I don't have a view on Democrats, Republicans. I just sort of think of it as an interchangeable spectacle drawn across the reality. So for me, I'm not surprised or disillusioned or disappointed. I think it's good that there was like a black president. I think that's like a cool thing, but I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't more distribution or redistribution of resources. There wasn't more representation of people that need to be represented.
Where does the power really lie?
I suppose the power really lies with money in a capitalist society. So wherever there is money and resources, I think that these are the people that are making decisions. This would be my assumption. And I think that politicians, broadly speaking, are the administrators of the agenda and incentives of corporate entities and global entities that are perhaps not accessible or discernible on a sort of a public level.
Do you think... In your gut, do you think human civilization will survive? Will we make it off-world, or will humanity destroy ourselves? What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, I do. I believe profoundly in the power of humanity. I believe that we're connected. I think there's an inevitability to us to a successful revolution. I think this is a change in consciousness that we're experiencing. I feel that we will survive. I think there's going to be radical changes. I think that we need to be looking at the world as, well, it's pretty worrying for your New World Order thing, but I think we need to look at the world as one inclusive entity. We need to look at what, how many people there are on the planet. We need to look at the resources that are available and what's the most sensible thing to do with that. And I think that's going to be a massive change for the power structures as they currently exist.
That's when I feel in my gut is humanity will survive and succeed and go to the next level. I agree with you. And the elite are lying to themselves not to think they're connected to everybody else. Whatever they do to other people comes back on them. That's karma.
Yes, I agree with this principle of karma. But for me, what's very important is to align people that are currently disparate and oppositional. I think any working people or any people that are economically disadvantaged need to look at forming alliances with one another against people that have economic resources. I'm not talking about the middle classes. I'm talking about super rich elites.
Well, my issue is most of the super rich elites got their money through corrupt operations. I mean, I've studied it. They get it through monopolies and through deals. My problem is they usually use government to set up the monopoly.
Yes.
I understand that government could be a tool for good in the final equation. It's all a balance. But how do you get around the monopoly capitalists using government to shut down their competition?
I think, like, with regulation and with representing the power of people, and I think until people on mass make it clear that they're no longer prepared to tolerate this kind of system, then it will continue. You see that whenever, like, statements are made about sort of transitioning power, it makes people very, very nervous when people talk about no longer paying the kind of fuel prices that we're used to paying, no longer having to pay for health insurance in the way that we're used to. It makes people kind of nervous. I think that we need to break down the corporations that are controlling this planet. I think there needs to be dramatic, radical economic reform.
I agree. So end the monopolies.
Yeah, destroy them, motherfucker. Except for the little top hat. He was always my favorite. The little dog, he's a bastard.
Well, listen, I mean, it's easy for me to be on camera with you, but I really wanted to get the essence of where you think things are going. I think we've gotten that. Just a few other questions, Russell.
You're a spiritual man, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Well, this is what defines it for me. Politics just needs to be the administration of certain spiritual principles. Now, for me, the spiritual principles are important is that we are all one, we're all together, and every individual's rights need to be respected. And politics needs to be the administration and distribution of those ideas. Like, you know, I think that there was a problem with the separation of church and state. I think that we need to see politics as the implementation of spiritual principles of oneness, togetherness, tolerance of one another, and making sure that people are taken care of. This is what I think. I think we need a spiritual revolution more than a political and social revolution.
What is Veritas, then? What is ultimate truth?
I suppose the ultimate truth is oneness, that this is a temporary illusion, that we temporarily occupy these flesh puppets. We believe so much in our identities. We believe in our individualism. And I talk as a very sort of egotistical man. Look at my hair. Look at these bracelets. Look at these ridiculous boots. I'm a person who believes in the nature of my own individualism and my own identity. But on a deeper level, I recognize that all these things are transient. And what's important and what's defining are the things that we all share. Love, unity, togetherness. As long as we have a cultural narrative that eschew these ideas, that suppress these ideas in favor of negative human traits, greed, selfishness, lust. As long as these ideas are promoted, we will exist in opposition to one another and we'll be exploitable by corporations that prey upon these negative facets of humanity.
Sure. Well, it's double-faceted. It's kind of a paradox. The establishment is afraid of the power of the individual, but really they're afraid of an individual that isn't basically part of their whole corporate board. So at the same time, saying we're all one is what they want to push, but it's their false oneness. There's the oneness of being an individual, being empowered, but sharing that idea with others.
They have
so
great,
it's a paradox.
I think they have great principles among one another. When the stock market crashes, they all bail each other out. They take care of each other. They give each other great bonuses. They look after one another at that level. It's just when it comes to everybody else that, you know, that we get over.
When do you think humanity will get to a point where we're not having all these big wars and all this corruption, or will it just be a process and never really become like a singularity?
I think it's happening now, isn't it? I mean, like, it's a long while since Muhammad Ali said, "I ain't got no beef with the Viet Cong." But I think people are increasingly realizing why we're going to war with these people. We don't know they are. We don't know they believe in. What are we doing at war with these people? The problem is around the corner. The problem is in our streets. It's on our TVs.
Last question. A while back, you were on MSNBC, and it went viral all over the world. Hundreds of millions watched it, where you simply laughed at the people all in a narcissistic power trip sitting around that that stage and said, you guys are basically a joke, and it shook him up.
I'm coming in tomorrow with a big necklace, and I'm opening
it. Look beyond the superficial. That's the problem with current affairs. You forget about what's important. You allow the agenda to be decided by superficial information. What am I saying? What am I talking about? Don't think about what I'm wearing. These things are redundant.
I'm distracted.
Superficial.
When do you think the old dinosaur media will finally figure out it's dead? Because I've already figured that out. Their audiences are tiny, but they still have these big stages, huge sponsorship. They don't even get that a kid in New York or England or China or Mexico has a bigger audience on YouTube than they do on CNN or MSNBC. What is going to happen when the establishment finally figures out, because the final domino to fall is their whole delusion that they're actually in charge. I agree with you. They're not in charge anymore, but still they think they are. Still we, on average, think they are. What happens when that final domino falls?
Well, I think that they'll continually look to occupy new paradigms. I imagine that they're even now investing heavily in new media and in ways of controlling the internet. We're seeing this with what went on with Prism. They're advanced. These people aren't in power by mistake. They know what they're doing. But as long as if people are empowered with information, if people are unified, if people have like a common understanding and prepared to look at what we share, what unifies us instead of what separates us, then the people are invincible. This is the irrefutable truth of the elitist pyramid structures, is when the people are awake, it is impossible to maintain. This is why we need a police force, no disrespect, officer, and a domestic army to control populations, because when the people decide this is over now, then it is over now, and we are close to this realization.
So the people do have the power, and the power structure realizes that, but as long as we're aware of the manipulation, it's game over.
Yeah, this is it's happening now. It's inevitable. We don't have to do anything. We're merely projections of a, like it says in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. Like, you know, there are subtler dimensions, subtler frequencies of which we are the realization. If we become in tune with a different narrative, a different story, if we live as God would have us live, then the world will change automatically. It will just happen automatically. Someone said, I think it might be Prabhupada, that a cave can have been in darkness for 10,000 years, but as soon as the light is put on, as soon as a match is struck, the light is there. So the light is coming.
And humanity's coming out of the cave.
We're coming out of the cave. It's over. We're coming out of the caves now. We're going to be on the plains. It's going to be a crazy time. We're going to be rocking in furs. We're going to be kissing each other. It's going to be libertarianism. That's what you're into. Libertarian revolution. As long as it's absolutely egalitarian, Alex. Follow me on Twitter if you want to, at Rusty Rockets. But basically, carry on doing what you're doing, being happy in your hearts.
All right, folks, that is most of the interview. There's some more that we're going to be airing on the nightly news tomorrow and on the radio tomorrow during the weekday show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us at Real Alex Jones. And a pretty powerful radio show today, talking about the authoritarians and the government telling priests and preachers they can't minister to people in the military during the crisis. I mean, this is tyranny. This is not liberalism. This is oppression masquerading as egalitarianism, the opposite of what we should stand for. All right, folks, Alex Jones signing off. Have a great Sunday night.